Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Christina. May I have the phone number associated with your account?
Oh, good. Well, we'll figure it out. It's one of two. Try 561-656-4990. See if that one works. I don't know if I did it under my shop or my cell.
Okay, give me one moment. There we go. Will you verify the name and address on the account for me?
Yeah, it should be Brian Small, and I think I have it as 1256 5th Street, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33409.
Thank you for that verification. That is correct. How can I help?
Okay, first thing is I want to see, I switched it over so I could get it weekly. I want to make sure that went through, and it's been a few weeks, and I haven't seen or heard anything. And I know I think I saw a payment come out, but I'm not sure because I'm not on the bank right now.
Yeah, it's processing. I know they're trying to get caught up on getting some shipments out of the warehouse.
Gotcha.
So it should be going out any day now. But as soon as it just authorizes it when we send it to the warehouse to begin processing. So they'll do the hard pull once it departs. But
gotcha.
You are set for every week.
Okay. Then my next question, and this probably may not be you, is there a tech person I can talk to about the build? Because if I just ran into something, I'm fairly new to it. I've gotten six kits. I got the first two, then the next four, and then I'm waiting on the rest. Putting it together, I own an auto shop. I'm a master tech, so I mean, I'm real good at all this goody stuff. And here's what I ran into. On the front bumper, which was in, I think, the first or second batch, when you put your headlights and fog lights in, it comes with wiring. When you plug the little light bulbs in, the lower grill does not fit on the bumper. Because the bumper, the grill comes on from the back, and these little lights, you know, they stand up, they're protruding, so there's no way that it could work. So if that's happening to me, it's going to happen to anybody that gets one. I don't know if you've gotten any calls yet.
Not yet, but, so the email address, do you want me to just send you an email with the email address for Diecast Club support? Or do you want me to?
Oh yeah, you can do that. No, you can email it to me. It'd be just as easy.
Okay, I'm sending that to you now. Hold on one second.
Okay, and you got it, palmbeachbreak@aol.com?
I do.
Cool.
I know that I talked to the guys not long ago, and they mentioned, I don't know if it was this particular issue, but.
Yeah.
All right, I have sent you that email now, and you should receive it here in just a moment.
No problem.
You don't think it's due to a just the part being defective?
Well, it's not so much defective. It's definitely the wiring, and like if where it goes in, it sticks straight out. If it had a 90-degree bend in it, it would probably work. But you can't actually bend it.
Right.
But I got a crazy. I'm just curious because they told me the other time, I got the Eleanor that I'm doing, and I know that takes 110 kits. I'm just curious. The Ghostbusters car, how many kits does that one take to complete?
It's either 140 or 141. I think 141.
Okay. Yeah, I knew that was going to be more than the Mustang. This thing got a ton of things on it.
It is, yes. It is a few more than the Eleanor.
Okay. Yeah, that's why when I saw, I didn't, yeah, when I heard mine was 110, I'm like, this is going to take me 2 years. I said, let me make this to go each week. But all righty. Other than that, all's good.
All right. And thank you for calling Eagle Moss. You have a great evening.
You too. Bye. What's the matter?